po lang ng takbo.
Takbo lang ng takbo.
Habang may semento.
Habang may semento.
Kung walang semento.
Kung walang semento.
Gagawa tayo.
Gagawa tayo.
Let's have a good time. Let's sit down, start a conversation, and let that conversation run. Only here on Matt Runs. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Matt Runs with Dayan Castillejo and Matt. Just Matt.
You like being called Matt, Matthew?
Yeah.
What would you like better, Matt or Matthew?
Matt.
Doesn't Matthew make you soft?
Matthew's just too much. It's too much.
Just Matt.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, how many times did I tag Mateo wrong?
Your mom tags me all the time.
It's so weird.
Always.
One time, I love you, and then mali, Mateo G, then people like Matthew say, Mom, you tag Mateo.
She always tags me.
I know. You're probably used to it by now, right?
Dude, why do you have a scar in your head?
Oh, I cut myself playing ping pong.
Ping pong?
Yeah, I was trying to do like a jump shot. I slipped, cut
how,
my hand.
How intense, bro. Anyways, I'd like to ask you guys, how are you guys at home? Like, how is Dayan, Matt, and your dad? What's your dynamics at home? Since you're the only child, right? How is it?
I mean,
is your mom strict at home? Is it your dad that's strict? Can you do whatever you want?
Not really, but she comes into my room a lot, obviously, because like there's no one else at home. So we just talk.
Do you get annoyed?
No, not really.
He always locks the door now, recently.
Why do you lock the door, Matt?
Because sometimes I just want to be alone. Like,
yeah, he's been locking the door recently.
So give me a scenario. Why do you lock the door?
No, it's just sometimes because people just barge in like without knocking.
Nobody knocks.
Yeah, no one knocks.
But
like one time the maid like walked in like I was dressing up like stuff, so I don't want to avoid that, you know.
So now you lock the door.
Yeah, I don't lock it like all the time.
Yeah, hey, Matt, can I come here? Like, well, yeah, what's up, Matt? No, I'll just say hi, or yeah, I want to say good night, or what are you doing? I got
your mom misses you, man. Your mom's just spending all this time she can to be with you because soon you're not gonna be there.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Well, this whole year, it was really strange, right? Like, Matthew was there going to school in the house. Well, actually, we brought him back from Spain because of the pandemic, because the academy closed.
Right.
So from being away from him for 7 months, then suddenly he was there.
So that's when you came home last month, correct?
No. Last March.
Last March. And you had to do a quarantine, 14-day quarantine?
No, when I came back from Spain, the virus was still, like, escalating.
New.
So
last
I just went
March.
Straight home. But then, now, when I came back from the States, I had to quarantine for
14
week.
Days. And you got vaccinated in America?
Yeah, I got vaccinated.
So you quarantined 14 days?
Seven.
Seven lang.
7 days. Yeah. And you were in the hotel?
Yeah.
And then Mother's Day. Was that Mother's Day?
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Your crazy mom runs from her house, from your house, to the hotel, which is more like,
It was six kilometers. 6K, yeah, 6K. Yeah.
6 kilometers. She was jumping
that?
Up and down from the street.
Yeah.
What did you think?
No, it was good. Like, because I couldn't see her on Mother's Day, so at least she came down to see me. I'm happy. Like, she could actually see me through the window. I didn't think that was going to be possible. But
that was pretty cool. That Insta story was cool. I saw that post.
Yeah, I
nice.
Know. I didn't know what to do, so I just said, oh, you know, I think Matthew's like in the 10th floor. Maybe I can run there. And so, yeah, and I just waved from, at least I could see him visually. Then I called him on the phone.
What did you do for 1 week in the hotel?
Nothing. Like, she gave me some weights and like a jump rope. So if I wanted to work out, I like actually wanted to work out because I couldn't do anything there.
You couldn't use the gym?
No, I couldn't. But the thing is, I still had school that week. So I was just, I tried to finish all my school.
So that was mandatory quarantine before entering the Philippines?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, before getting out. That was like six days. But now it's 10 days now.
So how's that? Take me through the steps, bro. When you land in the Philippines, you go through immigration and then?
Yeah. Well, when you land in the Philippines, they keep you like in this line, like you can't get out. And like there's always security, like making sure you're following like where you need to go. And you need to fill out like a million forms, pay for your PCR test, then they send you in like a private shuttle to your hotel.
Just you in the shuttle?
Yeah, just me. Well, and the driver, yeah, of course, yeah.
So how do you eat? Room service?
Yeah, room service.
They just leave the food outside?
Yeah, they leave it like on a chair outside. And that's
you can't imagine, no?
You can order anything you want.
Yeah, they had like these set meals, but they weren't so good. So I would order like from the hotel menu instead.
Crazy.
You can't imagine, no? Being
like
quarantined.
Like a movie.
Six or 7 days.
But then I actually enjoyed it because I was so tired from like my trip in the States. So just 1 week just to chill and do work.
Then he was finishing his school also. Yeah. So, you know, going back to your question about being at home, this last year was like a crazy different year. Remember, we went through so many stages where we bought all kinds of gym equipment and I made a schedule for him.
You made your own gym in the house.
Yeah, like you. We bought all kinds of stuff.
Matt, I saw a couple of weeks ago, you had your first endorsement. Like, you're posting like sexy photos of yourself.
I wasn't posting them.
No, the brand. How does that feel,
athletic
man? How does
photos.
That feel? Brands are starting to see you and using you for their campaigns and stuff. How does that feel?
It's honestly pretty cool. Like, I don't mind it at all. But I mean, it's not really my thing. Like, I prefer just to, like, do sports rather than do, like, the whole...
Ask Mateo for tips.
Are you comfortable posing in front of the camera?
Yeah, I'm actually not... I don't mind it at all. Like, I'm comfortable. But, like, to some extent, like, I don't really like it anymore.
No, sometimes like, he doesn't like the outfit or whatever, yeah. The look, right?
It's part of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can tell me more of that. Yeah. More experience. Yeah.
Dayan, I have a question for you. You've been in the showbiz industry for a long, long time.
News, yeah.
News. Same thing.
Showbiz is ikaw.
Yeah, but how many years? How many
Oh, I've been with ABS for like 29 years. Wow. Crazy, right? That's longer than my tennis career.
29 years. How did you start as a caster?
Well, because I was a sports person, and then I remember ABS was looking for an anchor for the Barcelona Olympics 1992.
Okay.
And so they were looking for a sports anchor, and then I guess at that time I mean, one of the more visible sports personalities, because I think I had like a couple of commercials,
so they
like
got that. You.
Yeah, so I was first the sports anchor for the 1992.
But you spoke straight Tagalog ever since.
The news was in English. It was total English. I'm telling you. And I just, that TV Patrol thing, like when they suddenly decided, okay, we're going to go Tagalog, I'm like, patay na.
But why you did not speak Tagalog?
I mean, I could, the conversational, but to write and everything. But you know, I just had to learn the whole thing. I listened to DZMM 24/7, and you have to adjust your style for TV Patrol, by your tone and everything. And I just basically learned it. I mean, yeah, I just learned it by listening.
So whenever you'd report something, you do everything, the writing,
conceptualizing
everything.
You write, pick the sound bites. Wow. You.
Who do you consider the young Dayan Castillejo? Like, you've been there for how many years? 30 years?
29 years. There's so many, all the UAAP, there's so many talented, like, there's actually so many, you know what I'm really happy about? There's so many female sports people now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What about Alex?
Who's Alex?
Ayala.
No, he's talking about broadcasting.
Okay. Yes,
tennis, Alex Ayala. Alex Ayala is already number two in the world.
As a broadcaster.
Yeah, broadcasting. Yeah. So now, like, diba, during my time, parang konti pa lang, diba? Like female broadcasters. But now, because of the UAP that ABS-CBN, you know, did, we have so many like courtside reporters and everything. They're actually so talented. I see right. So many. I just can't give a name.
Mental block.
Huh?
Mental block.
Marami. Dami. Like so many I watched.
You've been with Pacquiao ever since, no? Since day one.
Yeah.
You've been with Pacquiao since day one. You've seen his journey since day one.
Yeah, amazing.
You were with him when he started, no? His first fight? Were you there?
When he won his first, not when his first fight, when he first won his first world title, yeah.
You were there.
I wasn't there, but I remember because he won it in, it was abroad. And I remember I met him in Ross Boulevard with Buboy and I had my interview. And then since then, after that, it was like the Barrera fight na after that.
Did you know that first day you met Pacquiao, did you know this guy will go?
You know what? I actually didn't. But I don't know. I'm looking back now and parang I had this feeling where like, I just had something like, this guy's gonna be good. I remember because, you know, in the news, you have to pitch your stories. I was pitching for him so hard. Like, we have to cover this guy. I have to go to his fight. Like, I remember I would say, oh, well, I'm budget. Sometimes I even like find a way, ganon. I just had this, I don't know, I guess it was a gut feel maybe from God. Now, from then on, I always went to every training camp, almost every fight, and I saw his, I mean, I'm actually really privileged to have been able to see the rise of one of the most phenomenal,
amazing
athletes of the Philippines,
and also,
not just athletes,
and
but
also
persons.
His growth as a person. You know,
definitely.
Who would have thought he'd be in office today? Who would think
Senator,
he can
right?
speak straight English? Before, he did not speak English, right?
Well,
or Tagalog even.
No. Mayroon mo Tagalog. Ay, Bisaya.
Bisaya talaga.
Yeah. I mean, he's really grown in every way. He's like one of those people that, I don't know, it's like his development in every aspect of his life, career-wise, personal life, family life, now political life. It's just been amazing what God has for him. And I continue to be amazed. Like, you know, he still has like high aspirations.
How has Pacquiao changed like from day one to today?
For one, his lifestyle. Okay. We all know that he lived a life of, he had a lot of women. I mean, and he's not a man shy to admit it. He was drinking, he was gambling. He was, you know, he had a very dark life before and then he turned to God, and now he's like super like trying to live a good life and with his family, very dedicated to his wife. So that one 100% turnaround. And then, but as an athlete, you know, from day one he's been like the most incredible worker. You've seen him train, right? He's so inspiring. Matthew's been there in his camps. His desire to improve and work hard in his dreams, like his confidence is incredible. His work ethic is amazing. After like 20 years, he's still like training 6 hours a day, wanting
until
to work.
Until now. Until now.
Yeah, you see his calves today. Like, we run with him the other day. His calves are still, like, this big, right?
Yeah.
So, well, he keeps on a training regimen every single day until today.
When he doesn't have a fight, he plays basketball all the time. Like, he can play 5-6 hours of basketball. But now he's training for a fight against Earl Spence. So, he's starting his road work and conditioning. What do you think of him, Matt?
No, it's amazing because I've run with him a few times. And I've watched all his training sessions before. I remember the time I ran with him, they told me he wasn't running so fast. So, I said, okay, I'll join him. And when he could see that I was, like, keeping up with him... He went full. So, yeah.
Our Pacquiao run date never pushed through.
Hindi pa ba?
Yung tayo, ilang years na. But our teammates, Joseph and Elmo, they ran with Pacquiao.
Oh, okay.
It's a funny story, guys, because Diane called me one day, Mateo, let's run with Pacquiao. So we went to his house. We were waiting there 6 in the morning. Mateo, Pacquiao's gonna run at 6:30. We were there 6 a.m. 6:30 came.
And then show off.
7 came. 7:30 came.
Because he's so busy. A lot of people want to see him. So sometimes if he ends up sleeping late, then he won't wanna wake up. But we can still do the run.
Let's do that before he goes. Yeah. Dude, is it difficult to have your mom by your side all the time?
No.
Is it challenging?
No.
Is there moments that, please don't come with me?
I think it's good that she's there for me all the time. But in terms of my tennis, like, sometimes it's hard to listen to your mom, like, being your coach and stuff, just because it's a different kind of relationship, you know?
Right.
So in that aspect, like, I prefer to just have, like, my coach telling me things. But then if she tells me stuff, I also listen to her.
Nice. Yeah.
No, I always want to have he's always had a guy coach.
Right.
Because there needs to be a little barrier. Because, you know, in the house now, you can tell, you know, like, when he was young, I brush your teeth and all that. Then tennis pa, tuloy-tuloy. So it's good to have a guy speaking to a guy. And then even with other tennis players, you always see that there's always one member of the family that's sort of always there, like, parang the overall, like that. I think you need to know, like, for an athlete to be successful, you need to know. I mean, for sure, your parents have to be as dedicated or committed, because it's tough. It's rare to see, like, a kid, like, make it on his own. Like, Pacquiao, of course, is the exception, right? To every rule.
Then for you, for moms out there that have gifted kids like this guy beside me.
Ooh, gifted, gifted.
So what's your advice to them?
Wow.
How will you make this man, this child of yours, grow to this fullest potential?
For one, okay, I'm not nurturing by nature. Like, I'm not super maalaga. I didn't really know much about raising a kid. But one thing I always did from day one is that I always wanted my kid to be with me. So that's one. Kahit you don't think like you marunong ka, like, I remember I would just bring him with me almost everywhere I went. I didn't even want him to go to school. When he was 6 years old, he was already 6. And my father-in-law said, Diane, Matthew has to go to school. Because I was bringing him with me to all my shoots for Sports Unlimited. So that's one.
Really?
Always.
You remember those days?
No.
It was before 6. Right. But, so always, like, be present. Like, I mean, if your work allows you to bring them, bring them. And breastfeeding, I mean, I had the super traveling job, the most not normal hours. I breastfed for 3 years. So if you can do that. So have them with you as much as you can. And then my other tip is try to expose them to as many things as possible. Like, and not make them always, like, super comfortable. Like, not always, like, sleep but with music, sleep with, like, aircon. No, like, be, like, flexible. You know, they'll be used to different kinds of stimulations, different kinds of environment. And then I also wanted him to talk to a lot of people. So I think that's what he did. And then, of course, sports. I mean, for me, sports is the best important. Teacher for life, for character and all that. And try to be, like, encouraging and pushing, yet supportive. You know what I mean? They know naman if they fail, that you'll help them.
Right.
I don't
know. That's nice.
And keep praying. Keep praying that God... I always pray for him. Like, now my prayers for him are, like, I'm praying that God will give him, like, more dreams and desires in his heart to be the one to push him. Because, you know, like... Obviously, you can't be there 100% of your time for your kids. So, like, now he's going off already. So I'm just believing that he has enough faith and a relationship with God that he will, on his own, begin to seek what God wants him to do.
Yeah. I mean, that's really true. You know, God is very, very important. And to have that a center in your life is very, very important. Do you pray a lot, dude?
Yeah. I mean, she's taught me to pray about everything. So, yeah, that's something I do all the time.
Does your parents give you, like, curfews at home and stuff?
No.
No, well, curfew?
What you mean, like, when I go out?
Yeah.
Usually it's just a conversation, like, if I tell them what time I'm gonna be home, and if they're okay with it, then that's it. But there's no, like, set curfew.
Growing up, dude, like, 12 midnight, boom, I had to go home.
Well, you never really, like, went out, eh? Ngayon lang. It's
you just, don't go clubbing and stuff before?
Well, I did. I've gone to, like, clubs and stuff, like, before, but I don't go all the time.
Yeah, he hasn't wala pa yung drinking.
Do you drink?
No, I don't drink.
Are you saying that because your mom's here?
No, I actually don't drink. No.
Like, nothing.
No,
you have naman a little.
Yes or no?
No, I don't.
Dude, do you do household chores? Does your parents make you do stuff at home?
No. Well, we have help at home, but when I was
Wait, you're a Brent kid and you don't drink? You're 18 years old, you haven't drank?
Yeah.
Why do you not drink?
So
I'm not allowed to drink.
What a good boy. Let me tap you on the shoulder.
That's not true.
No, but seriously, dude, peer pressure is a really big thing with kids, especially in your age, dude. Like, growing up, I had so much peer pressure with my friends. And I can say one thing. There's one thing I never did in my life: drugs. I have a lot of friends that fell and a lot of friends that got broken with that car accidents. Some died because of drugs. And dude, that's one thing sports really aligned me. It never made me fall into something in that trap. If you're being honest with this drinking thing, it'd be cool. But you can sip a little bit, right?
No, of course I've tried, but like I don't drink like on a daily basis or like frequently. So
well, serious athletes don't normally, no?
When your mom's not looking. Does your mom punish you?
Not really. I mean, I don't really piss her off that much. I mean, I didn't really do anything to deserve like something like that.
So you don't. What's your punishment?
Well, I remember a few times I threatened just to take his phone, you know. But
I
never
don't smack, whack, whatever.
Oh no,
never
smack. Yeah. No,
really?
Hit?
Yeah, like I the butt or something. No,
I don't think so.
No.
Dan, any last advice out there for moms watching or listening? You know, if they have a kid, a special kid. Wow, special. They have a special kid then to nurture the kid, and what are some tips you can give them?
Well, my first tip, what I already said, like, you know, try to put them in a sport or something active, try to expose them to different things so you can see where their inclinations are, whether it's musical, whether it's, you know, it's arts or it's business or whatever, and then just pray for God to give your kid the
fire,
the passion, the love for something, para naman, so that he will be in his gifting, then he'll develop into the person that God really created him to be. And then of course I super super duper recommend, like, of course you introduce God to them through Jesus, because like I've always felt like, you know, you can watch them and guide them, but when they're on their own, you know, who's going to be the voice that speaks to them? If they have a relationship with God, then they'll at least have a voice inside, if they have a relationship with God, to say which is the right way to go. Because, you know, as you know, after a while, you're on your own and that's all you can do. Try to do your best and then pray. And I always tell Matt, like, whatever you do, if God is not involved, if you don't have a connection with God, even if you work for something like 7 or 8 hours, if God's not with you and you're not giving it to him and he's not a part of your life, it's not going to happen. So I think one of the responsibilities of the parent is to try to bring them up in the best way as possible and then introduce God to them and try to be a good example also. And also, last. If you make a mistake, like me, siempre I make a mistake. I also, like, he knows someone, I don't like hide my mistakes.
Be honest.
Yeah, like the other day, so... there.
What about you, Matt? What's one thing you'd like to tell your mom? I mean, from all the things she's been there for you and all, and like kids like in your age can learn so much from you, man. You're successful, you're 18 years old, you're doing great in your sport, and dude, the success is just the beginning for you. What are the things that you've learned from the teachings of your parents?
Well, I just like to thank both of them, because the life I had is really like amazing compared to other kids. I have so many travels, so many experiences that I experience that not everyone gets to experience, you know.
Right.
So I just want to thank them for giving me and supporting me and giving me the right like morals and telling me to work hard and allowing me to shoot for my dreams. So
dude, I really wish to see you like in the Asian Games with a blonde woman walking to the court. Dude, thanks very much, guys. Dan, thank you very much for being here.
Grazie. Thanks, so Matt. Let's run.
Yeah, let's run. You know, we haven't run before.
I know.
Can you keep up with me?
I don't know, but I can run, but I don't know if I can keep up with you.
I don't know if he can keep up with you when you're at your best, and you're pretty fast,
Are you saying I'm fat?
Huh?
I'm fat?
No, you're happy. Because your wife is cooked so well.
No, dude, let's work out together. Seriously.
For sure, I bought
a nice squat rack, a new one. You do weights?
Yeah, I do weights.
Yeah, because my training now is different.
Yeah.
Running a little bit, but more weights now.
Yeah, so let's train tomorrow. Let's train.
And then Sarah and Diane can run together. All right.
So yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
This is not a TikTok girl. That's my wife.
Yeah.
I figured. All right, guys. Thanks very much, Dayan Castillejo and Matt. Thanks very much for joining us here on Matt Runs. We appreciate it. And see you guys next time. And let's keep running. Let's stay hard. And thanks for listening and watching Matt Runs.
Stay hard.
Stay hard. Boom. Hard.